You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
Right now, let's have our weekly check-in with Napa Mayor Scott Sedgley joining us right now via telephone. Good morning, Mayor. How are you doing this week?
Good morning, Barry. I'm very well. Thank you.
Very good. Beautiful weather is upon us. I'm going to be certain that come Monday, we'll be hearing people say, man, every place was packed over the weekend. How does that make you feel?
Well, there's a lot of good in that, but then also, you know, a little bit of caution. We need to move into this cautiously. Mm-hmm. It's all positive. It's all very positive. And so we're happy, and thank you for the feeling stronger every day from Chicago. I mean, I saw what was then the Chicago Transit Authority, mm-hmm. 1969 at the Fillmore West.
Wow. That's pretty memorable stuff.
Well, because the music we were listening to then was the pretty, you know, the Grateful Dead, the Jefferson Airplane, you know, Country Joe, and then mm-hmm. that arena with the horns and that big band sound was like something we'd never witnessed before.
Very good. Yeah. Feeling stronger every day. So one of the things I wanted to get into just a little bit here, I mentioned in the news that the county has begun they'll start taking special event permit applications again. That's kind of a milestone, a mile marker as we move toward getting back to normal. What about the city in terms of events happening, the many things that we would see in the spring and the summer? Where are we in that in the city of Napa?
Our Parks and Rec division that generally, you know, schedule those and handles those at our spot, they're starting to look at that and taking the same approach. Remember the last year, well, 2 years ago now, and we had the Oxbow Commons series where the Blue Note was doing some outdoor concerts down there in the Commons. So we're looking at that, permitting those again. We have some dates scheduled where that's going to start. Don't know the dates right offhand, but you know, we still have, you know, Bottle Rock on the books. Hopefully, we don't know what it's going to look like, but yeah, the city is also the limited, you know, spaces we have for those type of venues. I think at the Uptown is starting to, you know, get a lineup going, and so yeah, it's coming.
You know, obviously, there's going to be a tendency people to, you know, overdo it a little bit and be excited and want to, you know, interact in ways that may not be COVID friendly as we phase out, you know, hopefully, and don't see any new outbreaks. How can the city and every city really police these things using that, you know, small P police?
Well, no, that's a good point. And it, if we don't use some self-control, the city cannot, or the county cannot, be out there policing and writing tickets and, you know, pulling people apart. So I think we have to take it upon ourselves to show that responsibility to make sure we don't fall back. And that'll be the challenge. We all see what was going on at spring break in Miami. Mm-hmm. Youthful nature of it, and I think mature adults will look at it a little differently. I think a lot of our venues in Napa are maybe a little more under control than some of the college spring break activities.
Yeah,
I think that's where we'll benefit. Is, you know, I think most of us here will understand and behave appropriately. How about Lucky Penny? Are you guys, do you have some things, dates planned? And
we are in that process right now. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
We're hoping to return with an outdoor production first and then, right, you know, see how things go.
Yeah. So we'll just, you know, there's some, a leap of faith, obviously, mm-hmm. but that's how we'll approach it here.
Yeah.
If we mess it up, we don't want to do that.
Right. I didn't even think about the consequences. Let's talk about the so-called hero pay issue. This is came up a couple of weeks ago in the intervening time since the Napa City Council discussed it. We saw the American Canyon City Council move forward on it and pass a measure, but there was a hang up in terms of timing, and you couldn't proceed with it at the city of Napa level. Tell us what happened there and where it's going.
Yeah, when we were doing our priority setting exercises earlier, you know, understanding that, you know, we won't have a lot of, you know, revenue to do, you know, the wish list, the typical wish list, if we want to expand a park or redo, you know, acquire some parkland, those kind of projects. So the hazard pay came up during that priority setting, and the council was in favor. There was a majority that were in favor to draft this emergency ordinance to help with those, you know, essential workers. And then at the council meeting, it turned a little bit. It was clear that there wasn't a majority. There were a lot of questions and concerns, and so we debated. Not so much a debate, but a lot of questions and answers. And then finally, we got to a situation where I had to call for a vote. Are we going to move forward with this time or not? And it failed 3-2 to move forward. You know, questions like, what is a grocery store? Are we including, you know, the big Walmarts, the Targets? Are those traditional grocery stores? Well, they sell a lot of groceries. But would those stores be covered as well? Some, you know, definitions. Are we casting this wide enough? Should it include more stores? And so the debate ended up where we were not too clear on everything, and so staff is going to relook, but it'll delay. And that was the reason for an emergency ordinance is because, you know, these workers, they're in need now, and the longer we delay this, will it become necessary down the road? I'm not sure. And so, yeah, there was some questions, concerns that didn't muster 3 votes on council that it needed to move ahead. Legal concerns too. I mean, there's a challenge from the Grocers Association that are challenging some of the cities that have enacted this ordinance, that it's, you know, on legal grounds, and that's a concern. You know, we don't want to get in litigation over things, so I think that was part of it.
Yeah, the legal aspect, I'm glad you brought that up because that was my next question. It certainly seems like sort of a thin ice from a legal perspective, because you're singling out one sector of business and compelling them to pay a certain wage. It's different when you have like a minimum wage law, or even if you had a citywide minimum wage, because it would apply to everyone equally. But in this case, you're singling somebody out. That seems like an open door for lawsuits.
You're exactly right. And so the word that was used is equity. You know, is this something that we're trying to do across the board fairly? And that's the challenge. And so we'll see where ordinances, if we are able to pass one in Napa, and we are challenged, how they will hold up. Yeah. You know, I don't believe our legal counsel was that excited of getting into it because of the litigation.
Yeah. Let's change topics and talk a little bit about water. I was given the forecast, looking at this very summer-like week ahead of us, which is nice, but we sure could have used more rain. And we get to this position now, City of St. Helena starting to talk about their, you know, more restrictions and possible penalties and so forth. City of Napa, very different in terms of available water supply, but I'm sure there's some concern as we start going forward. What are your thoughts around the drought and water supply?
Yeah, we've had a report from our water manager in that division of capacity, what we pour and what we purchase out of the state water project. That's our savior. Our forefathers years ago saw recognized the necessity and the importance of water and bought into the state water project. Not all counties and municipalities did. So the bulk of our water comes out of the Sacramento River, and it's pumped west to us, and it's treated and distributed. And so we have an allocation of so many acre feet per year. And then if we don't use all that, we have carryover water, and then we're able to sell some water. You may have recalled in the past, we've sold some excess water. So our water department tells us for this year, we're in good shape. The water allocation that we have and carryover, we're using our Hennessy water right now due to repairs on that pipeline that comes out of the Delta. And I think you've discussed and people have mentioned, and I've seen some cartoons on Napa's water. It looks a little different during the Hennessy period, because that's our local reservoir. The Milliken Reservoir, the pipeline coming out of Milliken, which is in East Napa above Silverado Country Club off of Atlas Peak, the pipeline was damaged during the Hennessy LNU fire, or the Atlas fire. It was actually damaged during the Atlas. And so we're repairing that right now. So our Milliken water will come back online soon. But, you know, if we have another dry winter, 21-22, things will tighten up. But right now we're in pretty good shape with capacity. And so we're crossing our fingers. We'll get a little more this year, and then it'll be normal year next year. If it's not a normal year coming up winter, we'll be having some issues, like some little deeper talks.
Mm-hmm. And what else is going on this week that we might not know about? What have you been working on behind the scenes?
Well, everything's transparent. We don't work behind the scenes. everything is up front. So we finished our priority setting, you know, which our big priorities are efficient and stable organization. And because we're down about 80 positions, almost 16, pushing on 20% of our workforce, 16% right now, that's our biggest concern, as how we continue to provide the services on a smaller crew. Hopefully the stimulus money, the Rescue Act, the money that comes our way is going to help us cover that gap until we can get back. So we're looking at, you know, backfilling some of those positions that have been held vacant for the budget reasons. And street, sidewalks, and infrastructure, of course, is always a high priority with us. Working in concert with Napa Sanitation, you've probably seen the disruption around town. Napa Sanitation's doing a lot of work for those lines. And Napa Sanitation is a special district. That's not the city of Napa. So that's another organization that provides our sanitation services, which is very important. And housing in neighborhoods, you know, we're still working on, you know, that's an endless problem of how we're going to house people, and homelessness, and just, you know, the affordability. You may have seen in this morning's paper what these mid-century moderns, these little flat tops in the neighborhoods, in the Bel Air neighborhood, some other places around, what they're selling for is just, it's hard to believe. And economic development, that's what we're pushing. Diversity, equity, and inclusivity, that's a big, you know, from last year's following the murder of George Floyd, and that awareness, those are important to us now, is how are we doing as a city in those arenas. So we'll be working on that in the coming months, on how we better you know, communicate and reach out to those components of our city. It's so important, and we have some diversity, you know, and also it will help us understand that whole awareness of how we approach things. We can do better. And with our policing, you know, we have Chief Moyer interim here to look at our police department and evaluate how we're doing community policing. Neighborhood policing is always important. So those are the priority areas for council coming into this year.
Mm-hmm. There you have it, Napa Mayor Scott Sedgley with our weekly visit here. Get caught up on a few things, and enjoy this beautiful weekend ahead. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Barry. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.